Pokedex number 83, Farfetched. Doc! By Q, read by CC Rambles. Summary. The day must come when all Farfetched put aside nestling games and learn the way of the woods. No, you may not take a break to play in the leaves. The little fledgling shrank into himself as Kikori huffed through his beak. Do not despair. Play is for chicks, and you are almost a full duck grown. It wasn't entirely true. Kikori's protege still bore the flaxen flecks of a nestling, but it was true enough that he was ready to learn the way of the woods. You are part of an ancient tradition, greater than yourself. We Fetched have tended the Elix since the humans were babbling apes in the jungle. One with the forest, as much a part of it as it is of us. Come, learn. Kikori placed a fresh limb of wood on his stump and got to work. The greatest gift of the goddess. Thumbs to grasp, leeks, but other tools too, he said. Presently he took the draw knife in wing and pulled it along the length of the wood. The bark fell in crumbly strips at his feet, exposing the white timber flesh to the moist forest air. Now you try, he said, offering his ward the tool. The little fledgling operated it clumsily, sometimes peeling splinters of good timber off with the bark. Gentle, do not defile the wood. It will become useful. Gentler, smoother. Frustration worked across the little one's face like a river gently overflowing. Kikori stood with a straight back, wings tucked, eyes watching. He had trained countless Fetched in his years. Learning was hard, and few enjoyed this work in the beginning, but frustration was a tool. The self-criticizing eye was a better teacher than he could hope to be. After a while, once the fledgling's feathers were lousy with splinters, and he looked almost too frustrated to handle more, Kikori patted the little one's shoulder. That's enough. The human will take the timber and do what he will. The wood he deems unfit will come back to us later for charcoal making. For now, let us make potash. The fledgling's eyes glimmered at that. Fire-making was certainly the most spectacular of the Fetched arts. The fire was already smouldering nearby. Only in rain did it perish. The little one helped Kikori gather the bark into a mound near the hearth, a blackened stone-rimmed divot of ash and char in the ground some paces away. When the fledgling reached hastily for the bark, Kikori swatted his wing with a leek. No. You must demonstrate mastery over and respect for the fire before feeding it. All things in time, student. The fledgling looked aside with shame, nursing his smarting wing. Then his breath caught abruptly, eyes widening, and he slowly pointed ahead of him. What is it? Kikori followed the fledgling's gaze. Oh. Perhaps a dozen yards away, a glossy green pine cone stood perfectly upward and balanced like a suspended top. A pair of red eyes stared at the fledgling from below its lustrous scales. Pineco. We must be careful, Kikori said quietly. Pineco can be dangerous. But there is one game the Fetched play, even we grown ones. The fledgling cocked his head. When I give the word, get down and cover your ears. With smiling eyes, he added, watch and learn. Kikori gathered his trusty leek and approached the pineco with silent footfalls. It watched him impassively. At length he found himself within a wingspan of the thing, his heart hammering in his throat. So carefully and slowly, he lifted his leek in an arc. Then, quick enough to miss it with a blink, he sent the leek swinging down at the pineco. Whack! It shrieked as it waltzed into the distance, at least 20 feet in the air. Doc! Kikori fell to the ground and cradled his head in his wings. He peeked out one eye to see his fledgling doing the same, just in time. The explosion was loud enough that Kikori felt it ringing in his hollow bones. There was a great rustling as he stood. Every bird and bug within a league was taking wing, away from the disturbance. The only traces remaining of the pineco were the shards of its armor scattered in the underbrush and a puff of smoke in the distance, already being carried away by the wind. The fledgling slowly lifted himself, eyes wide as he pieced together what happened. His face shifted from confusion to dawning to, finally, uproarious laughter that shook the last few lingering birds from their perches.
"You liked that, did you? Do a good job here and I'll let you drive the next one. My grandfather was a surf-edged. You should have seen how far he could launch them."
The end.